you don't have to be one.
That indicates.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hey, old lady. I thought you might need that.
Well, I'm trying to do this.
You need some water. Need you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Conley Bass. It's 5 o'clock, and it's been properly noticed that there would be a workshop for the Bruce Lady City Council at 5 o'clock today, March 25th, 2021. This meeting is open to the public, but in accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat and action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, a quorum of the City of Bruce Lady Council that is holding its regular meeting and workshop open to the public, but we're also required to have it in teleconference. So anyone wants to join in on this workshop and a regular meeting will start at 6:30. You can call this number 1-646-749-3122. Access code 299-266-637. Thank you. Please mute your phones and computers to avoid any interference during the meeting. Okay, workshop discussion, council to discuss and consider agenda items for next council meeting, April the 8th, 2021. Council to discuss all items on the agenda. So where do y'all want to start? Yes. You taking FIFA with you?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go down with
you. I'm hoping she don't get into the archery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll just go to the agenda then.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, y'all want to talk about item number 8, Andrew Guzman, for quarter 13 return.
Number 8.
Okay. Do we want to, I guess I have just a question. Do we want to try to get Gene involved in that to help us? Has Gene, the person, studying it?
Did he just kind of go out there and check on it? Did he find the meter or something? So Gene was going to go out there and check for us to see if that he had a meter or if he never had a meter or something.
He did everything he requested, either he put in. From his time in that form,
that's how many hour meter there.
Okay, but
that was for the tap too.
Right.
Okay. But how does it cost for a tap mandate? I mean, if somebody says, how much is a tap? So it's $1,500 for a tap whether you get a meter or not.
Right.
So he paid $1,200 for a tap and maybe a meter. Well, he paid $1,200 for the tap, which is still $300 cheaper than it is now.
He just hadn't paid it all yet.
Back in the day when they were allowed to have it, they were allowed to finance the tax.
Yeah.
So you could go ahead and pay a little bit of money and just pay a little bit at a time. And that's what
you did. You didn't get a meter, didn't pay.
Right.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
I don't know.
Laura?
Yeah, Laura said back then that she don't know what happened to him if they were demanding all the money up front before they got that.
Yeah, oh, and you know, what happened, they financed them out, but they had to have all the money for the tap before they put a meter in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Laura just said. I appreciate it. She doesn't know what happened.
I'm not sure why he was allowed to pay money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So how much did he pay on it?
I'm getting hard to get it.
He paid $1,200.
He paid $1,300 cash on April the 5th. I got to give you a timeline. And then on July, then it skips down to July on all the information that we have.
Yeah.
It skips down to July the 31st of 2012. So that's over 6 years later. And he still owes $200 tap fee and balanced payout money. Well, then in April the 30th of 2013, we start charging $32 a month.
I mean,
Mr.
President. Yeah.
I'd like to say something.
And then on May the 4th of 15, a work card was issued to pull the meter. And then they voted on the July the 22nd. I think they waited a long time to vote. Well, after the work order was issued, it was only 2 months. I really like all that there. I'm just going by what we had a fax. They charged the minimum fees a long time for the second 2 weeks.
He wanted it removed.
Yeah.
And he signed the forms to have it removed.
Yeah.
For 2015.
Okay. But we don't have anything. We don't have anything showing when they put it in the meter in.
I might just have questions. When we're talking about a tap fee. Okay. So that means he doesn't have a tap on his property. Is that right?
Yeah.
At that point. If a guy...
To start with. No, that's correct.
So he has no tap.
Okay.
So he filled out the paperwork for a tap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after that, if he wanted a water meter, what would he have had to do to get a water meter?
Well, that would have been the whole thing. He would have paid for a tap and a meter at that point.
A tap and a meter?
Yeah.
At the same time?
The
13 turf covers a meter as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But it's not in the box.
No.
Okay, and then going back to the $32 a month minimum charges that did not start until 2015.
2012.
Okay, 2012, I'm sorry. So that's 6 years. And so does that say that for 6 years or whatever that he didn't have a meter?
No, he probably didn't have a meter because
he didn't have the minimum charge.
Yeah, he didn't have the minimum charge.
Okay.
Can I explain it, Mr. Bowden?
Yeah, okay.
The reason is because in 2012, under the instructions of the engineer, and I explained this a year and a half ago here. I explained it here 2 months ago. And apparently it falls on deaf ears. Because of the TCEQ requirements of pressure to elevated storage or pressure storage on the ground with air. You have to deliver 1.5 gallons of water per minute and 100 gallons of storage per meter. So Mr. Tabor's suggestion, and it caused one hellacious uproar, because people wasn't informed why, period. From him, or from this city council, or the city employees. If you tell people what's going on, they will tend to understand, even if they don't agree. So in 2012, if a customer, it was an inactive meter, did not pay the minimum fee, the meter was instructed to be pulled. And that's a fact of record. Period. That's the reason it didn't start at 12, it started in the minimum. Now, if he didn't pay it, the quite apparent of what I see is you charge against the staff fee. Is that correct?
I'm not understanding what you're exactly saying.
No, he's charging in addition to the customer. Okay. They owed $200. I got that. And so then they started charging the $32
a month.
My question, my statement was,
he was going to
pay $32 a month. Is that correct?
Something like that.
Okay, so they charge against what he's already paid. That's what my point was. So why did we wait so long to pull the meter? So
I'm not sure the meter was ever there, was it?
Ma'am?
Was the meter ever there?
No.
Yes.
There was a meter there.
Well, evidently the one time there was, because they put an order to pull it.
To pull it.
And it wasn't. And it's like you giving the facts, I just gave the facts. That's why it happened like me.
Well, so he paid for 10 years, he's paid $32.50 a month?
No. He never paid no more than he charged against the $1,300 that he originally paid for the tap and
the oh, gotcha.
That's what I was trying to explain.
Yeah.
But it didn't go into effect until 12 when they decided to take the inactive meters out of the country. And that made sense, but people didn't like that. They understood why, because you might go build more elevated storage, you might build more pressure pumps, to keep in compliance with the number of meters we have.
Okay, gotcha.
We have too many meters.
Well, you didn't have too many meters, you just don't have enough stuff to support it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So, it was a good idea to get the meters out of the ground. I didn't call it a conference.
Yeah, I did.
My point was, if people was informed why,
yeah,
I think most of them would have understood.
Yeah, it wasn't being used, and it's costing us. Basically, somebody else could use that meter too at the time.
That's true, but what the big point is, you want to go build another $500,000-$600,000 bubble up there?
No.
And that's what would have eventually happened.
Yes.
That pressure tanks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I agree.
So that costs the city money.
It is.
And when it costs city money, we've got to pass it on to the customer.
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is to be more transparent, more open, more honest, and telling people what's going on, then the more you'll get support, same as fire department and the EMS and the schools and whatever, in here. Because if you don't, you insulted their intelligence and they don't like that.
No, sir, they don't.
That's the property. So the tap is still there. There was a meter, it's been pulled.
So the tap's still there?
The tap's still there. So you see the tap is right
way up here.
Oh, so here's, can you explain the whole, why did we wait so long? Because they know they're here, all of them, so they're going to hang out. Okay. When I first started here, this happened before I started, but it was told us that we couldn't pull the meters till the person accumulated that $1,500.
Who told you that?
Oh, you did.
Well, yeah.
And then there's something in there saying that I thought we read somewhere, it says, in 3 months you have to pull it. And then there was something else that you had to wait until it got up to $1,500. But I don't know, I'll have to find that.
Well, the ordinance.
Yeah.
It's that ordinance on those garment meters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what it is. But it wasn't section 12. Yes.
Right.
But actually, they should have pulled it because that ordinance I've got in here. Yeah.
Do you have it where it says 1500 or 3 months, 4 months?
No, it says 3 months. It says customers which have not paid the minimum monthly charge for 3 months prior to the implementation of this policy shall be given proper notice to commence payment and upon failure to commence payment, the public water system shall vacate the water meter and water service, remove all service facilities for non-payment after not less than 45 days. And this was March of 2012.
See, what it also
said is after proper notice.
Yeah, right.
Proper notice. So if we gave him proper notice, which we don't know if we did or not, we don't have any files on that.
You don't have a signed return receipt that you got.
I don't have it in my package.
No, nobody does.
Okay. So all I'm saying is, so at least in 45 days, we should have pulled it. So I'm saying we should have pulled the meter down in April of 2012.
Yeah.
And so, to me, the only charges to this would be the $200 balance that he's owed us. He paid us $1,300 over $15, so he owed us $200. And then for the tap fee, plus 2 months at $32, so...
Yeah, but what I'm trying to explain to you is when I started working here, it was told to me.
Yeah.
But he said what?
That everybody had the bill would get to, but they got $1,500 before the tap. That was told to me.
And what?
It was told to me that a person's bill
was $1,500.
But his $1,500 didn't even order in before the tap. It was told to me.
Okay.
But it wasn't, but the thing is about that, it wasn't in the ordinance or the policy.
Well,
and this is going to directly affect this accounts receivable. We're going to talk about here and there. Same thing.
Right.
Well, not discharging the duties like they need to be.
I'm just saying that.
I understand.
You would think that the city administrator back then should have been telling me this right time.
Yes.
We were told the same thing.
Yes. So that's why you got to have policies in place that you got to follow.
Yeah, well,
it's not conjecture from me or Mark or her or whoever it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was what we were always told.
Right.
So, and
that was back then.
What are you proposing?
Yeah, and then they don't have, you know, and then the paperwork trail for Connie, nobody has their hands on any of it because it's all gone.
Where'd you go?
She burned a bunch of it. She burned a bunch of it.
That's city paper, but
either way. Doesn't matter, she still burned it.
What y'all suggest, what y'all, I'd like you to know, and what y'all say.
I can be, if he's going to get anything back, he should only get a portion of it.
Well, what's the portion?
Well, they get whatever he owes us, and
how many, years did he pay the $32? I know, but how many, I mean, that it's since 2012 up until this day, that 32 a month for 12 months, we're looking at $3,850.
Well, it was removed in 2015.
It was removed, so that was 2 years then, okay.
All right. It turned out for almost $1,500.
Right, okay, for 2 years. All right.
Sorry,
yes, sir.
I've
been doing some research and I can look at this. And it costs, the employee has to buy their boots out of the ground. It costs, the city employee has to drive a vehicle out there and put a meter in. Then we had to pay for that employee plus the gas, plus the truck, for the maintenance, all the parts, whatever. It costs the city some money to do that. So, me personally, I think what would be fair
is
to have to
split the difference.
Yeah.
You see, but that's part of the tap fee money.
Yeah,
see. That's what I'm supposed to do, but what you said we have to do, that's part of the 15.
What if we...
Now, he put up $1,200. It's all he paid cash.
$1,300.
Okay, he paid $1,300, so he owes $236, basically. Round code to make it, yeah.
$264.
Yeah.
So if you take the $1,300 that he paid and subtract
the
$264 from it, $200 being, that would get us to the $1,500, and he owes $200 from the tax fee. And then 2 months worth at $32, that's $264, so that leaves $1,036
to another 2 months.
Well, the 2 years being because we should have...
2 years.
So we should have cut it off back when this ordinance came out.
Yes.
We after 45 days of non-payment, we should have went out there
for the 3 months
and pulled it and cut it on. We did what we didn't. So that's why I say it just charges too much. Now keep in mind, none of these months, according to our records here, he used any water. Zero water.
Right.
But, you know, he wanted it, and, you know, one thing you'd think is, why did he wait this long to come back to the house? He did it one time, and September of 15th, he requested 1,300 tax relief, and was denied on September 22nd, 15th.
But he thought he tried me.
I don't know either.
I think that's the right thing.
If we give him $1,036, and we've got $264.
That's what I was going to say. Everybody's going to say it now.
If we give him $264, would that be enough to cover our costs?
Yes.
I lost that part. We're going
to... In other words, if we only charge him $264.
Plus the $200 that he hadn't paid.
Yeah, and so... No, in other words, we're going out of that $1,300. We're going to give him $1,036.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know.
I like Ms. Owens. I mean, this is really. I mean, just think of the time that we're spending on this.
And
we want to be fair, and we want to try to help go people's direction. Number one, you can't set precedent. I think that we can't set precedent to start refunding if someone puts in a meter and then they decide, you know, a year later that they don't need it. And then we have to reverse all that. I think that's a bad precedent.
It's a bad thing to start.
Yes, and sir. So I would be hesitant to do something for this gentleman that we wouldn't want to do for anybody.
He set it up for sale, so why can't he charge the owners the $1,500 that he already paid?
Well, he
put a tap fee.
Well, but then they'd have a meter coming.
Yeah.
And then they don't.
They're going to have to pay that. The new owner is going to pay that $1,500.
You get a meter.
Yeah.
That's the only exception to that is when the ordinance changed to take the inactive meters out in 2012. And if he wasn't notified in writing, so when he returned receipt requested back to here, and that changes the ball game. I'm not saying give him money back. I'm just saying what he's talking about, Mark, is correct.
Right.
You cannot do those kind of things today. But that was made an exception at that time. But he waited a long time.
Yes, he did.
So whatever the council decides, I'm for it. You want to give him some money back, we'll give it to you. If you don't want to give him nothing, I'm for that thing. Don't make him there. I want to just do what's right.
Well,
I
should go back and look in my stuff. But on one council meeting, they were talking, because if we had a lady come here and she addressed the council, she wanted a meter.
Okay.
Remember that? And we could not, and she was building her home out there that her brother had given her land or something. And we couldn't give her a meter because the stuff was pulled, and they said all the meters that could be pulled has been pulled. Nobody else wants their meters to be pulled, even though they're not using them. So she couldn't get a meter.
We
had a meter moratorium for
there
for a long time.
That's the whole reason why people pay $35. There's a lot of people that pay $35 a month to hold their meter.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because they know that it's worth it in the end because one, the property's more valuable if they do it though. But two, they know they have that meter that they're secure.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at this way, if he starts to build on that, he'd be coming to us and going, well, where's my meter? I paid for it.
Well, y'all be thinking about is
And this will be covered in the meeting, and y'all can make your decision.
I won't talk 25 minutes on it again at the record meeting.
No, not.
I can assure you.
You are?
I will not.
Oh, thank God, me either. I'm ready for it to stop right now.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to cover something like.
Okay.
Under 9, item E. Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on charging permitting and inspection fees.
I'm seeing them 9A.
This is 7.
At 9B?
No, he's on 9E, I don't have a 7.
It says 9.
Superintendent Mayor, I'm sorry, you don't have a 7.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyhow, I've got two.
That's okay.
Two pieces of paper here for everybody. It's to explain, to help explain my fixing side. Anyhow, this, the permitting, Mr. Riggs is looking into that and been working on that. And, but the main concern I have is with the inspection fee. This is just an example. Thank you. Someone wants to build a house, the permit from the city, I think, is $65, something like that. Yeah. Or whatever it is, 65, 75, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Anyhow, on the right side over here, you'll see concrete has to be inspected at least twice, plumbing twice, framing once, and et cetera. There's a minimum of 12 inspections for someone to build a house. And we've been charging, our inspector charges the city $100 per inspection. That's $1,200 minimum. And up here on 4th Street, they're talking about building 8 houses. That's $9,600 that the city is going to have to pay for inspections, but they won't collect $520 from the builder. So that leaves the city having to pay out $9,080. That's just for 8 houses. And that's just the minimum of inspections. Sometimes they have to inspect.
So it's $100 every time you want to do them?
But in the meantime, now I didn't prepare this. My son Wes did this.
Okay.
He saw it and told me about it. Yes.
Is that $100 per thing or every time he comes out?
I think it's per inspection. Yeah, every time he goes up.
Once and inspect a couple of things?
Yeah. But it's $200, I mean, it's $100 a thing on that appointment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe I'm trying to make it too simple, I don't know. Why can't we just charge for the permit for what the inspector charges?
That's what I'm fixing to say.
To me, that's simple.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's
I think what we can do is pass an ordinance. And we can pass an ordinance requiring the builder to obtain the permits and inspections from the state until the city can get better set up and qualified to do their own inspections.
Don't we have a man that we've been hired to do this?
Well, he's quit.
Okay.
We have somebody else in mind.
I didn't know. But what about the state? What are they going to charge?
Who cares?
Well, here because that limits people coming in here and wanting to build.
Well, I mean, they require all these inspections.
I didn't say that, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
It's going to be a company.
But you can't overburden if there's more mortgage costs for them if they don't want to come here.
Well, I imagine the state. Now, I didn't say the state did the inspections. They require these inspections. They don't have to do it.
Said permits and inspections from the state and the field, we can get somebody, that's what you wrote there.
No, until the city is better, it's in a better position to take this back to the
state. I wonder, I worked with, came down and met the town, and we went over our fees, and we come up with, it was like let's say if you're going to build a new house, it's $285 there, right? Plus, we could charge more, let's say if it was a 2,000 square foot house, I think we'd come up with a little over $1,000, right?
If you do it, okay. When I start here, nobody did those from here. So nobody knew how to do it or what to charge. So then our tax comes to us. So then Frank came up with a deal, but Frank didn't charge us for that.
No problem.
So now since this man is, or he is, like now, charging them as dollars for something other than scrub. Everything needs to be evaluated and more, it needs to be like you pay for the square footage, you pay for the printing, you pay for electrical plumbing, and y'all need to be kind of separated instead of like, you can get by with doing a package deal that's a little bit cheaper than if you do it for plumbing, electrical, or and it could probably cover, almost cover all the inspections.
What you could do also, you can pass a new ordinance or revise this ordinance that we already have, where the city can charge the builder like say $1,200 for inspections. And if it comes up more, they have to pay more. Or if it's less, you could refund it.
If we just have some kind of blanket ordinance for that said that the builder slash homeowner, whatever.
Of course, the owner's going to
want to say any and all charges, fees involved with inspection.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
And unlike
but
that.
The city doesn't have that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, if we could this do that and maybe have our attorney.
Yeah.
Write it up.
Attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but it might be good to have a mayor to view it.
Mr. Mayor.
Well,
Bob Sonius.
Yes, sir.
That's the conversation the other day with him. I've been doing some research and I've reached out to Joseph Hayes at Lorena.
Okay.
And talked to him, and he said what they do is they get this company out of Dallas. And, but they basically pay for Lorena. And he charges his citizens exactly what they are charged.
Some of our ordinances are not suitable for Bruce Lanning. They're more or less like a hostel.
Well, some of them aren't up to date. The ones that, because I printed out ours, and I found them different from what Pam had. So she had some different experience than what I've
What I'm trying to say is that the city of Bruce Lanning needs to get somebody, an expert, and we're supposed to have somebody, but I never heard from them again, so I don't know if we really have or not. To come in and write us a permit to cover this, to protect the city.
I mean, what does Tammy got to charge it like City of Waco does for their building and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, that way nobody would get feel like they were getting, you know. I can't say that out loud, people.
Well, the cost is coming.
Trying to get rid of this.
It's the inspector that's getting the money, not the city.
Okay, the inspector.
The city doesn't get a penny.
Okay.
So we're not trying to rob anybody.
Right. No, I know.
We're trying to cover our sales.
There's no reason for us to have to pay an inspector.
No.
I'd be out that much money to the inspector.
Oh, and why did somebody come in and built a new Zelfco building or something? What would the inspector
cost? Oh, my Lord. You know that would cost us half the Zoom.
Sonia?
The Zoom for I also talked to Kent out. I talked to the district and Kent out.
Mm-hmm.
You verify that the city can have an ordinance that requires the citizen to get their own inspection from a certified inspector
yeah.
of their choice. to do scans with ordinance that requires the citizens to have that hot water meter, that driveway, that...
The state requires that anyhow.
They say they bring the certified inspections to the city.
Yes, and take whoever they want.
Yeah.
That's even better.
And then that's...
That's even better.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have to have that proof of certification.
Yeah, we would have to have proof of certification in the paperwork set. So, I mean, it's up to you. But here's the thing, there's an awful lot of liability right there. You're gonna have to make sure you have the ordinance intact, you're gonna have to make sure staff is on the same page, there is the policy, which is very precise, and you're gonna have to follow to the team. To keep the liability happening.
Okay.
Because the city can start a permit for anything. And you're saying, you go get your inspector, and you're gonna bring a document. Okay. It's up to the citizen to bring the document. But what happens is the city employee doesn't follow through to make sure that that document, whatever that order is dormant, and we don't follow up, we're gonna have somebody just gonna follow up to make sure that your order is supposed to do. So, Mr. Williams still is out back, and he's running electrical, he's running plumbing. He comes and he gets the permit from the city, he does all of his work, and then he never shows back up to the city.
Why can't we just charge the permit? Why can't we just charge that permit fee for what it's gonna cost us for them to do that?
Probably better for us to have a certain inspector, and then they go through our inspector.
And then just pay the fee. $100, whatever.
And then we have the ordinance that says that they, whatever, if it's $1,000 or $1,500, they have to pay.
All I really want to ask is that we protect the city. The city is the people living here, and it's their money that we're
dealing with.
We don't want to have to pay out $9,080 up here on 4th Street.
All right, which one is that one?
That's number 16, I think. I don't think 16. Is that amenable to everybody to do that?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get...
Accounts
receivable.
I don't feel like that same lady as she did before. I think I sent it to...
So, Sonya is going to look into... Permitting and inspections and Mr. Wiggins and Mr. Wiggins.
I still got my old
okay.
Well, it's changed a little, by the way.
Are y'all going to do that?
Yeah. It's changed a lot now. Yeah.
Ma'am? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll even forgive it. I don't know. It'll make a difference.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
No, it's the same. It's the same.
Okay. Mr. Palmer, since you are here further on that, you want to... Get back started.
I'm going to put the mayor to me so fast.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Laura and I and you and Pam and Esther, we worked on this since I think it was up in January.
Yes.
And also worked with him discussing that since Laura and those other two people work on it all the time. The views separate between those three for obvious reasons of internal control. One drives them all, and the other balances the deposits and reconciles the accounts to see what general ledger is in. And then this does all the rest of that containment there. I've also worked with Mr. Avery, the auditor. They've been very helpful, very cooperative, very forthcoming to me, and I think they are with the employees. So, not all those people like that have done anything. So, back in December, And so I asked Gary, the financial meeting with Mark and asked Ms. Bishop if she had to do adjusting entries. And she said she had. So I asked her, I said, is there any, did you write off any bad debts? She said, not that I know of. Well, since then, I found out that in order to make adjustments, they wrote off approximately $13,576.91. Now, Lauren knows this specific account.
Yes, this is, has a container.
Okay.
When you call Bob Garber, that's totally.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's a big difference.
Then I can show you what the difference is.
Well, the difference is 160 something thousand, 36 thousand. That's a big difference.
It's what it is. It's the way the system runs the report. So I know it. I know it sounds crazy, but let me just explain real quick. When Esther ran that report on February 2nd, Laura had done the billing. When the billing is done, it hits that receivable. Then when the payments come in, it changes the receivable. So here's the payment. So these payments lowered what you had on February 2nd, the original report.
Yes.
That one. These payments is what lowered it now to that amount. So we're right at the $40,000
again. Well, the thing is, with my first year of disease, it's basically the abandoned account, so to speak, the closed account. That was $26,000, and you told me that you sent out some things, you got a little money back on that, but those already got abandoned. And you didn't get any money on those, did you?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. So what happened to those? So this new sheet is still there. That order is over $13,000 something. So, here is the way to show you that on this meeting.
It's
just
going to
be around
the
eye.
It's a mile. Yeah.
Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I just...
Well, we can address the numbers later. Because yeah. I've gotten there to make this. It's way too much. But you deal with it.
Okay. On this end down here, we don't understand what you're talking about.
Kind of lost too.
Yeah, there's three of us. Okay.
The past two accounts, some of them, like on the first day, we had $26,000 some odd dollars that was closed accounts that is still on the books that they've abandoned even trying to collect them.
Okay, and okay? Is listed here in bad accounts? I mean, we're trying to follow along.
Okay, you got this back page here?
Yes, sir.
All right, there's back page.
On the second one.
Oh, the new section. No, not on the new one, the old one.
The first one.
Okay, so that'd be these three right here.
But the bottom right-hand side.
That's
not the total, but the one right above $26,190.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm with you. Okay.
Okay. Now.
How do you think we have that?
It was the first page she gave us.
The very first page she gave us at the very top of it.
But even the new one here. Even the new one.
Okay.
4 months.
Okay.
4 months past due. That's $36,000, folks. And that just means 4 months. It could be 12 months. Is that right? 16 months. 24 months. These don't happen when it just accumulates over a long time.
As soon as others go back to what we were talking about earlier, about getting us 1500, which only 4 years then. So that is the need for charity.
But it's still somebody that owes us the money.
Right.
We've got to get it corrected, get it off, write them off, turn over the collection. And the basic thing is that you told me, and Fanville, and Esther, that we basically don't have a policy of what you're supposed to do, you don't do. Is that correct?
Well, we have no collection, so
we have
no
legal. I'm talking about how do you keep these things from getting out of hand and when it gets way past you before we do something. That's a policy of the or an ordinance or the policy of the council of whomever. That's what you told me, I thought. But you deal with it. Yes, and you told me those were basically 30. 30 of them that you signed, and that policy goes back longer than I remember, from before the water board was dissolved. And you know how I know that? Because I wrote it. If nobody can pick up the phone and call this customer and say, we can pull your meter. If you want to do that, you got a problem. And whatever policy is put in place, we still have compassion. People's got a big problem, they can't do nothing about it, wouldn't work, at least I'll do it again. But you got to come sign something and say, this is what I can pay. Then, you need to keep the current bill current and make some kind of payment on the past due. Now, here's the key. We read the meter promptly the 23rd. And you send out the bill, and the next time it comes around on the 23rd, you got 2 months. Okay? Then you got to have a cutoff date to pull the meter. And if you don't, then you got 2 months. And our deposits are $200. That's been in place when I was here before as well, a long time ago. It ain't changed. Except it ain't changed. So what I'm saying is we've got to institute a policy to keep these things from getting out of control. So this is the way it's done. No ifs, no ands, no buts, unless there's some kind of emergency situation that nobody can control like this council did before I came in and say, in the virus. But you got to have some kind of policy that's consistent so we know what you can and can't do. You can't let it go 90 days and then because. And you told me that 50% and I was shocked. 50% of our meters were renters. Yeah. Is that what you told me? So that's close.
Renters.
So that means they come and go. Now, in that area, let me see if I can find it here, because I want to read you what the law says. I researched it.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I don't have a clue of what we're trying to do in this conversation.
Well, I'm thinking, I think we need to have what I'm hearing James saying in a roundabout way is we need to have a policy. Is that right?
Yeah,
we don't have a policy.
No,
so we need to have a policy.
Are we talking about policy or procedures?
A
policy that they have to follow. Period.
That they have to follow. And the people, their water is still the red. They are supposed to pay under the state. If they don't pay, they're sent a late notice. And then if they don't pay, we're shut off.
Well, anyway, that's not what these things tell me.
A lot of that has to be found. If you look at the geographers, that's been rolling over year after year after year because they've been allowed. You know, a lot of that what you're seeing on that is these $35 that people have to get paid to get up to $1,500 that Sam talked about earlier. A lot of that money is inside of there.
What I'm saying is cut them off and get them off the books then. That's what I'm saying. They won't. I never finished one ago before I was in a rush. Now I'm not talking about you. Don't pull my chain. I'm not talking about you. I'm saying. But you know, the auditors.
So that's where we have the auditors there, because this is what confused me. So I went to Esther and I said, Esther, I need to reconcile the AR. I want to know where these past dues came from. How long have these been on the book and where they came from?
That's what I asked.
So Esther gave me a little spreadsheet.
You know what I've got to do?
I'm going to write it out and
He said, "If I work for you, I work with all of you, I work with the two ladies that have it." I talked to all of them the same day.
Yeah.
I asked for the just an inch 2 months ago. I had not talked. I asked you.
You did not.
And I asked Esther, so I had to get them from the auditor. So the auditor said, yes.
I will talk to her tomorrow. I will have it.
I sent it to you in an email as well.
But I delegated.
I will come up with a recommendation next meeting to present to y'all if you want it. If you don't want me to do it, I'm going to do it. But I'm going to read you what the law says right first, if you will allow it, Mr. Mayor. Under Code Section 552.0025, Connection Disconnection Liability for Municipality Utility Service. A municipality may not require a customer to pay for utility service previously furnished to another customer the same service connection as connection. Condition of connecting the service again, so that doesn't really take me. A municipality may not require the customer's utility bill to be guaranteed, and we're not in compliance here, by a third party in the condition of connecting or disconnecting service. And what I mean by that is, you told me that some of the landlords pay master deposit. That's guaranteed the third party until they can be moved. Other side. A municipality may require very utility deposits for customers if it deems appropriate in each case. Now, what that means is we can charge a rent whatever we want. Whatever we want. And that's also based, if not paying, and all of a sudden they got a $400 bill. We can charge them $400 because we want to check. That's what they mean. Now, this is a law, but I require legal counsel myself, plus the email. And the first one that I said you can't do it is, oh, I misread that. So the point is, everybody makes a mistake. Bring that court down, it's glory on each side. Same as me and the counsel, same as engineer, anybody else. It says that providing subsection some of the stuff in the municipality by ordinance may impose a lien against the owner's property unless it is homestead to take defense of opportunity. But you can't apply a lien against the property owner of the surrender. Y'all understand it?
I have a question.
Yes.
How do you know the landowner is paying part of it?
Sir?
How do you know that the landlord's paying part of their money?
She told me. They paid the deposit.
So
half the deposit.
They came in and paid.
Well, they always paid half the deposit.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds good, but you legally said
they can't.
You didn't require it, they just did it on their own foot.
No, I didn't say we had a service agreement.
What I'm doing is saying what the tax is. That's what it says. I didn't mean to do it. I'm just saying. Rick, you can say I'm just saying. That this is what it is. But all I'm saying, y'all won't continue this, but that's fine. You need to get the old bad debts off of there, and you need to put a policy in place so where you administer fair and equal to everybody. You don't let them run 9 months to get them out of hand. You've got a chance to do it in 60 days.
So if we get the bad debts off there, how would can you, is that something?
Is it not?
We can ask the auditor when they come.
No.
Can we get the bad debts?
No, they won't write off
the bad debts. If we can ask the auditor if we can do that, that's all I'm asking.
Wait a minute. It's like the just an inch and an inch. You have to wait for them to do it. You can do it yourself. You have to wait for them. They haven't run off a bad debt unless you tell them.
but have no authority to take an individual public account and write it off on their own.
But can we ask them?
Yes, we can ask them anything. Well, you can ask anything you want.
Yes.
But you don't need your approval to do that.
No.
Now, if you want to believe them, not me, that's fine.
I didn't say it.
And then,
well, then how is it, man?
If it's a bad debt, I mean, we just don't want to look at it on here no more, so we want it off, or we just, it's not going to give us anything back.
No, but you can always turn them over, you probably won't get 10 cents on the dollar.
You're not going to get anything.
But
some people won't even
put, do you want a financial statement on the two audits, 19 and 20, the accounts receivable at 9/30 was 25% greater than 20 was 19. Now, you take these out, it's going to reflect more of your accurate financial position. That's all I'm saying. But what bothers me is it gets out of hand. I worked on that 18 years. We're not a bank. We want money. We want the people to have water, but you understand what
I'm saying? Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
That's what the people elect me to do, take care of their money.
Yeah.
But most of these were bad debt way back when.
I didn't say when.
Now, I know, but that's what this trouble is. It controls most of those debts that were way back. Since they got the new stuff in there, if they don't pay their water bill within so many days after it's due, their water is turned off, so the accumulation of bad debt's no more.
Well, look, there's many on there that's 90 days, 120 days. That just didn't happen way back.
I understand what you're saying.
So, I'm not happy. I'm just telling you what I know. That's all I know. It ain't working. We need to fix it.
Yeah.
And what you're saying we need to do is have a policy to stick to it, but we need to get rid of all the bad debt first.
Well, that's just one. We can do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
More little attention.
Yeah.
And then don't identify who they are.
In other words, so get rid of the bad debt and start
subsidiary their ledger of your account, his account, this account, my balance to the general ledger fund. You understand?
I understand.
We can do that tomorrow. Don't wait for an officer.
I understand.
Don't need an officer.
Yeah, I understand.
And then put a policy to stop these bills with 90 and 120 days back. It's the people's money. It's not yours, not mine. We're not here to be a narcissistic thing of our interests. We're here to tend to the people's money.
True.
Period.
And the people.
If I offend somebody, I'm sorry.
You heard I
offend somebody. You have something to
say? I ain't gonna waste my damn time beating my dog for nothing.
I ain't
even
on that.
I am. Yeah.
I will say we have been proactive. Laura did send out letters to all of our customers with tax issues and $35 issues. She did last week collect a little over $1,200 in those fees from the Smith and Lincoln over here. She had worked with the Smith and Lincoln over 600. She has the Smith and Lincoln over 100. So she has been proactive. She has been collecting on that. So we will work together for all of those policies.
Sounds good.
Yes.
I don't think we collect unless it don't hurt his hand, no, no price.
True.
Okay.
Do
y'all have any questions for
Laura? No, I was going to ask what she would suggest, but it didn't ever get that far.
When city councilmen want to do research on things like this, do all the city councilmen come through you, and are you aware of city councilmen taking up staff time that you're not delegated to or okay?
No, I'm not aware. I didn't know. Mr. Talbert let me know Sunday he requested the board, but I didn't know they had been talking prior.
I think we maybe need to have a policy on that.
There's been several times, for example, Esther came to me one day and he said, I changed this report for one of the council members and I said, when did you talk to council? It happens a lot. And I haven't said anything to them.
If you talk about me, I instructed or tell you.
No, it's not on you.
Okay.
It's not for us to instruct staff.
No, we can't make a recommendation or a request to get information to where we can discharge our duty. Yes or no?
As long as you work through Sonia, and Sonia, our city administrator, is if she's either gotten direction from the council that we're going to do this and take this on.
Yeah.
And she is giving you, or she has knowledge, and she's good with how we're going to go about getting the information.
But what if you don't get it from her?
Well, we still shouldn't go behind anybody trying to do it.
That's the reason we have her.
I've informed her every time I request something.
Okay.
Instructed employees to do the same.
I'm just saying.
And I went through her most of the time.
Because most of our time, our authority starts when we come in here and the mayor says, let's do this. And our authority ends when the mayor goes, yes. We can ask questions, but we need to go through Sonia to get these questions answered. And if she doesn't know it at that time, she can find out and then let us know. But we're not supposed to go to Gene or Pam, you know, ask all these people questions unless Sonia is out sick and we can't get a hold of her some way. It's what I've always been told.
That's correct. You are correct. Yeah.
Ma'am, who asked you to be here tonight?
Mr.
Clark. Okay. All right, thank you.
You had to get it approved, did you not?
Right.
Okay. And you had volunteered yourself, did you not, before?
I thought I was
willing
to
come
back out. Yeah. We've got to, for us to be functional, we have got to work through proper channels.
Yes.
And we can't be rogue individuals. We are one body. Yes. You know, we speak to one body. And Ms. Bishop reports to one body, not six different people. So that's why I'm asking the question.
Well, I don't think there's anything set in stone. Is there anything in writing on me that says
I don't know. It's just always been the custom, and the like the attorneys, they don't like dealing with individuals.
Neither does the
city engineer.
Right. Well, I mean, if, for example, when I get my financials here, if I have a question, what I do is I call Esther because she's the financial director. She's head of that department. I'm not going to call Sonia about every little thing. If I can call Esther and Esther can find out that problem, or and maybe it might be Laura, the department, or maybe Pam, if it's got. So I try to go to the department that it pertains to instead of going to Sonia and then Sonia, okay, then I got to go back to that person, now I got to go back to here, and that's a lot of confusion. And then what you can do by doing that is you lose some communication there. Somewhere the ball gets dropped.
So that's what I try to do, because Sonia's cussing is
a little more than that. But I try not to bother her. I try not to bother her.
They don't bother nobody.
I try not to call up here and bother them. You know, like the mayor asked me to look in the door and it's still, and I did, and I called Pam and asked her if I could meet with her, and we could go over it, and we did. And then I talk with Sonia on other occasions too, but I've also talked with Esther if I feel like I need to, and I feel like I should be able to do that.
Well, I think as long as you're reasonable and doesn't interfere too much, micromanaging is bad.
No, you can't do that.
And you don't want to get into that. And you don't work as a team.
Yes.
And if you are doing something different in this one, this one, that doesn't want to do it. But as far as an actual law against it, I don't know any law against it, but it's not the practice.
But the thing is, I'm not new to this. I've been there before, and I know it's difficult. You cannot micromanage. It's just one report.
Yes, I know. We've had that in the past, and it never turned out.
No question on the floor, ma'am.
Yes.
I just wanted to say, first off, I don't care how the poll comes up here. I'm there for citizens and for you guys. I'll drop it if I need. When I had pneumonia, I worked all the time. When I had COVID, I worked all the time. I am dedicated to the community and to you all. What y'all need, I'm there for. The only thing that is problematic for me is if you're asking the employees to be here, they get paid time and a half. They, you know, they, their clock out, our clock to go home, they get paid time and a half to be here. So when you ask an employee to be here, and I find out about it later, and if I say, well, they can be there for a certain portion, but they need to leave, I don't expect a council member to get agitated with me or mad at me or anything like that. I would like for it to be respectful as my position, because I'm trying to save the money of the citizens.
You know what I told you? I said, you know, I realize we collect fair money.
Right.
And you email.
And the charges also.
We spend money on attorneys.
Yes.
Just to drop them out.
Right.
So this is important. This is money. This is $20,000 of money that you can go fly out for.
And I agree with you. And that's why we're.
I know you did. You said you agreed 200%.
Right. I said,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. But I really wish it came to me first.
Well, I've tried to call you several times, and sometimes I can't get you, sometimes you're over in New City Hall, and you're busy, and I just
you have to realize, too.
I'm busy, too, but I can't sit around all day waiting on somebody.
You have to realize that all of these city employees are busy, including Tanya. It's not today, she's got a car, and it's got papers. All the papers were done, the council approved it, all of it, but it never had been filed at the courthouse. And that was in 2016.
Yes.
She had to make a trip. She had to come get me to sign papers and go all the way to Waco to the courthouse. And did they accept that?
They mailed it in.
Oh, no.
So what Mayor was talking about is we're working on the zoning. And I knew for a fact this area had been zoned for business because I remember seeing it when I was doing my research. And I started looking and it turned out that it was not zoned at McLean County. So I went and found the ordinance, went and found the minutes, went and found the agenda item back from October 2016. Just found out that it had been approved by council, but it had never been zoned at McLean County. And the original documents were nowhere to be found.
What I'm saying is that that takes it for a time.
So that
we have to file it. Nobody's blaming anybody for the past 50 years. We're catching up. Y'all are catching up. The council's catching up. We're all trying to learn to do it. We're trying to do it just not having the same problems as we've had before. We always do the same thing and do the same stuff.
Well, that's why we're correcting it.
I think we've been improving. We really worked together.
The thing is, all of us, without information, we can't do what we need to do.
Right.
Also, I want to say something. When I get a plan, I'm going to wait open back. So if I'm not in office and, like, they have 30 days to approve something this year, so the day I get that
class,
it is going to go, and
I'm coming back. So,
if
I'm out of office, it's not good. Yeah.
I've never had a problem
getting you. So, are y'all about ready to end this
workshop? Yes. Wait, can I? The board can just say, is everybody okay with Laura leaving, or
not?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take a break before the meeting. It's now 6:08, and this workshop is hereby.
Do we need to turn the phone off?
It is off, I think.
Put it on hold. Get the hold button.
What is it, red?
That's the red button.
That's the red button. Get that red button.
Red button. Okay.
I wasn't going to red button until somebody told me what to do.
Mr. Biden, be careful.
Hey. That's a death threat.
That is, isn't it?
Well, how are you?
Yeah.
Mr. Griffin?
How are you?
And Ms. Owens?
How are you, Mr. Griffin? You doing all right?
All right. Come on, Tom.
Howdy. No, I took two trips, I think, to Tabor's office in 1 week. I find it lonely. I thought, I didn't need coffee. Of course, I did more than my mileage. It was my meeting at the third house.
I wish I had that birdhouse. Some people got a knack for stuff like
that.
Yeah.
I know, I want that birdhouse. That is so
Did somebody get the phone call or
something? Yeah, they came from the phone call.
Oh, okay.
I'm not happy with that. After she's already there.